Welcome to the show.
It's got plenty of meatballs.
Why is he always making meatballs?
Today it's cloudy with a chance of meatballs.
It is National Meatball Day.
It's National Meatball Day.
Great! Bring some meatballs.
Celebrating the meatball today because it is National Meatball Day.
I'm making meatballs.
Ooh, meatballs.
We're meatballs?
Mamma mia, that's a spicy meatball.
It's showtime.
WQKX.
The Meat the Bowl.
HD1 Sunbury.
Why do we need a meatball day? I'm sorry.
I don't know. I think they just make this stuff up as they go along.
I guess. We'll talk meatballs coming up. Songs on
the radio. You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
On top of spaghetti, all covered with cheese. I lost my poor meatball when somebody sneezed.
Yeah, I remember that old classic. I think we sang it in kindergarten or whatever. I don't know. It's National Meatball Day. I got to ask Karina Carr because she's a good cook. Huh? You make meatballs?
I love the meatballs.
What kind of meatballs you make? Just a good old-fashioned big honking beef meatballs or what?
No, if you don't know Beaver Man now, I got to bouge it up a little bit.
Well, that's why I asked.
Yes, it's all about the meats. I use
the meats?
Yes.
More than one meat?
Yes, you got to do the hamburger.
What?
And the pork and the Italian sausage and a little Parmigiano and some basil and parsley and and then you stick a big old honking piece of mozzarella in there
inside the meatball.
So the
are you kidding me? Why is this not a Try It Tuesday today? why didn't we have Karina bring in meatballs?
I'm making you hungry.
Here's the deal. When I was a kid, we didn't have any money. There was about what did I have 12 15 Morganzo brothers and sisters. And so my mom would have to stretch the food. So she would get a quarter pound of hamburger and one of them big honking tubes of breadcrumbs. And then she'd make meatballs that didn't taste like meat. They tasted like Ritz crackers, for God's sakes.
They were mostly, you know, the panko breadcrumbs.
They were just awful. And I used to think, these are awful. But I never said anything because I respected my mama and she had to make it work. Nowadays, you go buy five different kinds of meat and cheese for
I do that in my chili, too. Like, that's just, it gives it layers of flavor. They all have their own flavor and they all put a lot of different fats in there, which, of course, is not the healthiest, but damn, it tastes good.
Yeah, it sure does. Do you know that I hate chili? I just hate
chili. I know, but when I described all the things I put in my chili, you said, I might have to try that.
Especially if you leave out those red kidney beans or whatever.
I put a few in there, but I'm more of a meaty chili.
And again, that was the thing when I was a kid. My mom, a quarter pound of hamburger and a 5-gallon can of kidney beans.
Hormel chili.
No, she put kidney beans in them. I mean, a big honking Acme Market can of chili beans. Yuck.
Beans, they're good for your heart.
And we know the rest.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Jimmy Fallon finds humor in the gas prices. Late night TV is on the way. It's also National Barbie Day. Should we discuss that or not?
I had Barbies growing up. I don't know about
That's what I wanted to ask. Anyway, we'll talk about
it. It's Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Gas prices were already on the rise, and with the decision to ban Russian oil, they're higher than ever before. Gas prices are so high, the Indy 500 was just changed to the Indy 5.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Come on, Barbie, let's go party.
National Barbie Day, Karina Carr. Did you have a Barbie when you was just a little Karina?
I had two kinds.
Two kinds?
Yes. The kind you could play with and the kind that stayed in the box because they were a collector Barbie.
No, you did not do that.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Like, do you know how hard it is to be like, you can have this Barbie, but you can't play with
it?
Yeah,
that's
torture. Think I even have that Barbie anymore? Nope.
Well, are they up in mom and dad's attic collecting money?
They may.
Or did you open them?
I plead the fifth, but it's kind of like Beanie Babies and Boys Bears. It's like they had their heyday and now they mean nothing. Like, I mean, yeah. I don't know unless somebody could tell us.
Barbie has survived though.
Yes,
so maybe those Barbies would be worth a lot of money, like Bicentennial Barbie or whatever. 1976, unopened in the box. Oh boy, you know.
But you know what, Tom? No matter what year that Barbie came from, they still hurt like a son of a gun when you stepped on them.
You got that right. Nothing beats a Lego block, but Barbie was a close second when you got them big plastic boobs between your toes. I'm just saying. I had sisters. I had three daughters, okay? My sisters had about 100 Barbies. My daughters, they were kind of in that thing for a minute because Barbie became more than Barbie. Everybody made Barbie knockoffs. Uh-huh. Disney was a big one. Look, a Jasmine doll. Oh, well, then we didn't need Barbie anymore. We had a Jasmine doll, that kind of thing.
Did you have a Ken?
My sister did. G.I. Joe was pretty pissed.
I was just going to say, you're a G.I. Joe guy.
Ken had the nice sweater on, and G.I. Joe was in his khakis, not happy. So he shot him. I'll be honest. Yeah. So he made it look like an accident, though.
It raised the level of what we expect as children. We're like, I'm going to marry a Ken. And they're like, no, you're going to marry a G.I. Joe.
And you're going to like it. So there you have it. My kids, though, had their little Jasmine dolls and stuff. I remember my one daughter decided to put makeup on her Barbie. Her said Barbie, and she used a food product. She pretended it was makeup, so maybe it was jelly from her PBJ. I don't know, but all I know is the next day she went to play with her doll, and my dog ate her face off. And it was like such a tragedy.
So morbid.
My dog was such a murderer. It's a truth. Why did I just remember that? Help me, Lord.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
All right, still to come, the news, the sports, and the AccuWeather. We do want to report a multi-vehicle accident on State Route 147 south of Sunbury. Right there at Brush Valley Road, there's fallen rock and debris, multiple vehicles again, and the road is closed. So it looks like Karina's family is taking an alternate route this morning.
Yeah, you technically have two, but when you're going to smoke a damn, that's the route you take. So please be careful and use another route if you can. We'll be back. It's Morgan in the Morning.
94KX.
We want to know where the cheapest gas is and what it is. What's that amount you're seeing that's just, you got to get here now?
Even if it changes every day, let us know now. WQKX. And here we go.
Ask for money. Get advice. Ask for advice. Get money twice.
Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
AAA is reporting that the national average of gas in the U.S. is more than $4 a gallon now, its highest point since 2008.
It cost me $111 to fill up my truck.
This is killing me.
Gas prices even higher. Prices are up 54 cents from a week ago.
Yeah, gas prices are reaching that too much level, but I don't like the high references there. I don't think those classic pieces of rock and roll are singing about gasoline
prices.
They
both cuss you a lot.
I don't think Paul McCartney's high was about the gas price at the pump. Anyway.
But they all cost money.
Given that, that kind of high or that kind of high. What we're going to do now is get you people to stop your bitching and instead post the lowest gas price that you've seen and where. Months and months back on this very show, somebody posted on the 94KX page. Now, this is going to be even funnier now. They're like, what's up with Sheets in Lewisburg? It's down to like $2.50 a gallon or whatever. And this is when gas was approaching $3. So what we did that morning was we got everybody to go to Sheets. It caused a riot. But anyway, it was fun. And then people started saying, no, actually, don't be fussing about Lewisburg. Berwick is cheaper. And then we had a price in Montandon that was cheap. That's what we're going to try to do again. We're going to try to be your gas buddies.
Yes. And we've already got a couple hits. Brad Strasser says fuel in Lewisburg, $4.36 a gallon. Patricia. Oh, my dear Patricia.
Okay. Well, what's up with Patricia?
$4.19 in Florida. That doesn't help us out.
Hey, Patricia, butt out of this argument now. Come on. Tell your friends in Florida to stay out of our Facebook.
She's actually not somebody I know, but I get you. I know.
Okay.
It's kind of like us sending up the pictures on Facebook in December going, look, it's a balmy 70 and our feet are in the sand. Yeah, so I get it.
I hate that stuff.
Hello?
Look, again, we're not talking about Florida. I want cheap gas here,
yes,
Karina.
Yes, that's
cheap
right.
Cheap gas here and now.
So where is it? You can tell us in the comments. You can also give us a call, too. 1-800-326-94K.
Because we all want cheap gas.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
I'll play this game all day long. I don't care. And I am blessed to have a few vehicles, and they're all between a quarter and empty right now.
Wait, so we're not going to going to hold you to it, too. I mean, I've had people go to work and get gas and then see it at a different price when they come home. But
that's a
at
great
least
point.
Right now, what are you seeing and how much and where? That's what we want to know.
That's a great point. So stay with us all morning long. We're going to save you money.
It's Morgan in the Morning.
94KX.
So you said what? $4.39 a gallon is what you got yesterday.
Yeah, the Sunoco there on 45. Posted it up. Where are you finding the best gas, the cheapest gas, and where? And Brad right. Strasser was the one that said in Lewisburg, $4.36 a gallon. And he said that is at iFuel Superstop, which is by the
Country Covered there.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe I'll check that out today. We're trying to help you out as well. I love the people that are posting up the little warning light on their gas gauge. It's a little yellow gas pump, and they're giving it song quotes, living by the light of your love and all that stuff. That's pretty funny. See, now, if we could bring some humor to this, please do. Because you people that are complaining, I'm done with you. This is America, okay?
Well, I just saw a meme that said if we could all not drive for 2 weeks, we'll flatten the curve.
Flatten the curve, yeah. And I did see a picture last night. Caught my attention because it was a Jeep Wrangler. There was a mask over the gas cap. I thought that was pretty funny, too.
Saving those admissions, too.
Yeah. We're in tough times, people. We all know it. You complaining on Facebook isn't going to help.
No, and sometimes you just got to laugh before you cry. You
yeah,
know?
Exactly. So let's help today. Let's try to find the cheapest gas price.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
On the way, viral comedy. If you have a daughter and you have a girlfriend, and you and your girlfriend go to a wedding and she catches the bouquet. If your daughter's smart enough, she's going to want daddy to get married.
Marry her.
Why?
Because she likes getting married and I want to get married too.
Oh, she wants to get married too.
Aww.
The video is coming up and it is wonderful.
WQKX. WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
You want to handle that one?
No.
You love kids.
I love kids, but the 39-year-old single gal in me is like, what?
WQKX Viral Comedy. Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
Okay, look these up later. We'll talk about them now. This little kid, she is just gorgeous.
Yeah, she's cute and all, but evidently was trying to get her dad to propose to the girlfriend who was in the room filming the entire thing. She caught the bouquet, and so this little girl just thought that was the next step.
Marry her.
Why?
Because she likes getting married and I want to get married too.
Okay.
Because she cast in a flower.
Is that?
Now we're at the wedding. And we're supposed to get married if Penny's passed. And she did. So we have to get her married.
Because she caught the flowers.
Yeah. I'm not kidding.
Okay.
Do it. Do it.
Don't try to kick me. Stop it. No.
Look out! Dad, you better run, man. You better run.
She's going to be in sales.
Do it. Do it. I love the way she says, she catched in the flowers. And then he grammatically corrects her by, she caught the flowers? Sure.
I got to know what he was thinking afterwards.
Yeah, I know.
Where's the pressure?
Trying to send her over to her mom's house for a time. Anyway, you know how much I love mashups. Imagine if different groups did Nirvana music. This guy's actually a musician named Steve Welsh. He's been on the show before. He just loves the song Nevermind by Nirvana. So that's a Weezer kind of rendition. And give it away now. Red Hot Chili Peppers there. I think it's cool. I just think it's cool. Mm-hmm. Everybody from Iron Maiden to Megadeth, including Ozzy and David Bowie, Green Day, all the same song mashed together as different styles of different artists. I think that stuff is cool.
Yeah, we've been seeing a lot of that lately.
Mm-hmm. If you're a musician, go ahead, mash it up.
Viral Comedy. Morgan in the Morning. 94K. Up next.
next with Morgan in the Morning.
Double dose of late night TV. Jimmy Fallon talks about all the McDonald's closing in Russia. I feel bad about that. Do you?
No.
No, me either. And then Seth is talking about the new flavor of Mountain Dew.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Meanwhile, in another blow to their economy, today McDonald's announced that it was closing all 850 of its restaurants in Russia. Yeah, we don't want their oil and they can't have our grease.
The makers of Mountain Dew recently announced its new so-called legend flavor, which appears pitch black and tastes like blackberry, citrus, and ginger, as opposed to regular Mountain Dew, which is yellow and tastes like yellow.
Morgan in the Morning.
Winning over audiences across America.
Birthday Buddies.
Hey!
Birthday Buddies.
You are wonderful. You make my day.
Birthday Buddies.
Every day.
And go!
Thank you, Karina.
You're welcome.
We don't have Lynn Hall. You did that go pretty well there.
Thanks.
Hey, Brittany Snow is 36 years old today as we look at the celebrity list. Chloe in the Pitch Perfect movies.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Remember Chingy? He was a flash in the pan. Chilling at the Holiday Inn. He's 42 years old today.
Chingy.
What a great name. Chingy. I'm going to name my next dog Chingy.
You're not going to have another dog. You can't stand the one you have.
It's not my dog. Anyway, Brian Bosworth, remember him? He was a flash in the pan, mm-hmm. too. 57 years old today. Why is he on the celebrity list?
I don't know, because I don't know who he is.
All right, he was a football player. Oh, there, okay, whatever. Hey, Kato Kaelin, remember him? He's 63 today. Does the glove fit yet, Kato? I don't know. They were OJ's gloves, Kato.
Leather shrinks when it's cold.
Come on. Anyway, so that's that. Jeffrey Osborne, R&B artist in the 90s. What a smooth voice. Yes. 74 years old. Charles Gibson from Good Morning America.
Wow.
79. And you won't know this one, but it's okay. Mark Lindsay is 80 years old today. If you don't remember Mark Lindsay, he was Paul Revere in the 60s group, Paul Revere in the Raiders. Google them. They wore funny costumes. They were like a really bad Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club band. Anyway, there you go.
What year did you join them?
I was in the band for a small stint in 1965 when I was in first grade. It was weird. Anyway, let's take a look at the local celebs. What do we call them?
Birthday Buddies.
Oh, it's not the same without Lynn. Let's do it together. What do we call them?
Birthday Buddies. There you go.
Alicia Young from Sunbury, 41 years old today.
Amanda Stahl from Sunbury is 41. Happy birthday.
Hey, my buddy Dave Robotin. There's a Shikellamy wrestler right there. He's 50 years old today.
Don Ritter from Seals Grove is 45.
Down the line, Donald Reebsum from Danville, 58 years old today.
Just like the three Heathers in a row, we have three Douglases. Douglas Lauber from Mount Pleasant Mills is 53. Happy birthday.
All right, and we've got Alyssa Goldstein, 34 years old today.
Esther Pfister from Norrie is 54. Happy birthday.
Joe Allen from Ashland, 42 today.
Jordan Lehman from Norrie is 24.
Happy birthday to Lenora Smith. She's 59.
Lori Trotto from Cap Heights is 58. Happy birthday.
Cap Heights. Melissa Rischel, 26 today. Happy birthday.
Mike Stender from Sunbury in all caps. Sunbury. 59. Happy birthday.
Monica Master from Paxinos, otherwise known as Paxinus, 39 years old today.
You're the only one that says it that way. Rob Stover is 56. Happy birthday.
It's not true. Those guys on TV do it all the time wrong on commercials. Anyway, Sandy Thaler from Millmont. She's the nifty 50.
Sandy Ferry from Middleburg is 59. Happy birthday.
Alrighty. And Summer Faust is 23 years old today. Anything on that book of faces?
Nope, nothing on Selfie Central.
There you go. Selfie Central. I like that name. Also, nobody on the Ford Fun Line this morning, text, club, or email, but those are all ways you could get to us to do this thing that we do every day. What's it called?
Birthday Buddies.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
We've got news, sports, and AccuWeather. We're still looking for the local lowest gas price. on our Facebook page. Give it to us. Show it to us. Screenshot it. We don't care. It's all on the way.
It's Morgan in the Morning.
94KX. 94KX.
Who wants to hear some good news?
You've heard the news.
Just so I know, is it good news or bad news?
Oh, it's good news. No, it's definitely good news.
That's some good news.
Well, Tommy, it's good news.
Let's hear it.
Now, the good news.
A 99-year-old World War II veteran has started a new career at age 99. He's writing a children's book. Well, he's already written a few. And his latest is called The Silly Adventure of Petunia and Herman the Worm.
Reading is the foundation for all other education. You can't learn anything unless you can read. Where is the imagination going to be stimulated by these young children if we don't write books like this? I'm 99 and one-third.
One-third.
Every day is a precious day in everybody's life. You never know whether you're going to wake up tomorrow or not. So why not enjoy today?
Enjoy every day at age 99 and a third, right? That's good news.
Texas man being praised for collecting donations and using those to send camouflage gear to Ukraine Army. Here's veteran Eric Mercado talking about how he does it.
I went to social media, asked people, hey, do you have any connections? I got a connection from the Ukraine embassy in Belgium. Within 5 minutes, they responded to me. I need to design my own camo for Ukraine. I kept it the same colors as Ukrainian Army.
That's like, that in itself is good news because you got the right colors, right?
Absolutely. You blend right in.
Way to go, vet. Hey, the local Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA is offering training to new members. Check it out. GSVYMCA.org. That's good news.
This is good news.
Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
94.1 WQKX.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
All right, let's go to the gas pumps. We wanted to take the negativity off Facebook with, look how high gas is at my neighborhood. No, we want to know where the lowest is. Even if you screenshot it, let us know. And so far, the last time we checked, Harvey's in New Berlin, there's free advertising right there. We're sending a rep over as I speak. $4.23 a gallon.
Yes.
Are they still the lowest?
So far from what I'm seeing, Crystal Long says all the gas prices right now make me want to buy a horse and buggy. Sounds pretty good. Yeah.
Well, especially if you're in New Berlin. You fit right in.
Brittany, anyway, okay. $3.99. Again, it's in Georgia. That doesn't help us out. I mean,
I love you
for commenting, but yeah, we need local. We need to know where the goods are.
$3.99 in Georgia, though. Makes me kind of want to move to Atlanta. I don't know.
Austin Gink, he says, ain't no gas cheap anywhere right now.
Okay, Austin, we agree with you, but that's not what we want to hear. Answer the question. I feel like a third grade teacher when we do Facebook posts. Answer the question.
Abby says she's been using her gas points at Giant, saving about 50 cents a gallon. But so
you wise market and Giant people, you keep collecting your points and get that 50 cents off a gallon. But for the average schmo, a.k.a. Tom Morgan, driving home this morning, I need to know where the cheapest gas is. Is it anywhere close?
Sounds like you're going to be waiting a while in Harvey's if you go there. Just stay in New Berlin. Yeah. Now they're going like, what is this surge of cars we have all of a sudden?
Some dumb radio people were talking about me this morning.
And there you're welcome.
Yeah. Hey, Harvey. You're welcome.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
All right. It's time to search for that pot of gold. No, wait. It's time for you to win the pot of gold. Wise Markets Pot of Gold, what we're calling it here in the morning show. I'm Tommy O'Morgan. She's Karina O'Carr. How's that? Is that all right?
It actually works. Yeah. O'Shea, O'Carr,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, that's all good. Here's the deal. We already got a recipe for corned beef and cabbage, which was really different. What do you say? Bougied?
Bougied,
yeah. And then yesterday, we got a shepherd's pie recipe, which was really different. So today, see what you got. What can you come up with? Maybe bangers and mash without the bangers?
Yeah, or maybe it's some kind of Irish drink you make that morning with like Guinness or a little spin on a Bloody Mary Irish style. Whatever you got, we're all for it. We're not going to judge. Shamrock shake, you know.
Yeah, everybody calls it a shamrock shake, but they don't sell those at McDonald's, I'll tell you that much.
Look, Tom and I are very Irish. We drink. We're just going to say it. We will take any recipe, whether it's food or alcohol.
And you could get a $25 gift card.
Absolutely, from Wise Markets. All you have to do is be that random caller, 1-800-326-94KX.
326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Good luck. We'll snatch a random line.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
On the way, late night TV, Seth makes fun of the CDC, which is pretty easy to do. And later, Tom's top list. We want you to start thinking about it now. Which was the first body part you washed in the shower today?
Not sure where that's going to go, but we'll tell you what's on the list at least.
It's on the way.
Morgan in the Morning.
Give me that talker.
Hello.
Be a part of the show. The Ford Fun Line is always open. 1-800-326-94KX.
We're looking for a pot of gold. Actually, you're going to win it. We've got Tammy on the line.
Well, do you have a St. Patrick's Day, like, tradition recipe thing you do?
I actually do. My dad's birthday is March 17th, which is St. Patrick's Day, so we always do corned beef and cabbage.
All right. Okay. Do you tweak it up a little bit, or is it just a big hunk of corned beef and some cabbage?
It is actually more as a soup, so it's shredded, and I do it as a, like a soup-type meal instead of sit-down meat and potato.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a good idea. That's a great idea. So it's like a corned beef and cabbage soup.
Yeah.
How old is your dad going to be?
He's going to be 79.
Well, he's just right there. My dad's is the 16th, my sister's the 18th, and your dad's is the 17th. They need to just have a big party.
There you go.
I agree. Any reason for a party, right?
Now, whether you're Irish or not, your dad was born on St. Patrick's Day, so does he have an Irish name?
He does not.
Okay, just checking. Want to see if he was a Sean or a Kevin or something like that. Anyway, congratulations. You've got a $25 pot of gold, a gift card from Wise Markets.
That's awesome.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky said in a recent interview that the coronavirus will probably be a seasonal flu. Okay, but is it going to be regular seasons or like seasons of The Voice? Because they have like 9 seasons a year.
Morgan in the Morning.
Presenting
Tom's top list of the day.
Worthwhile.
Now let's get started.
All right, let's get started on this because you're probably driving to work. What part of your body did you wash first when you got in the shower today? There's 6 choices. Starting with number 6, Karina, it's the random category. Sometimes you people just get in, you don't even know what you're doing, and that's okay.
Yeah, I mean, the next is your hair. I mean, you're a hopeless romantic, immersed in your own thoughts, and you're just like, I'm just going to bougie.
Yeah, go soak your head, right? I don't wash my hair every day, so that's interesting. But number 4, your chest.
Okay.
You start with the chest?
That means you're honest, loyal, and stressed out a lot. Yeah, I get that.
Okay.
Armpits, you're attentive, but might kind of come across a little naive and lacking confidence, or you're just wary of smelly armpits.
Or maybe you're just, that. I don't even like the psychology of this whole thing. Number 2 is your shoulders. You're
loyal, reliable, devoted.
That's a bunch of BS. Yeah.
And the last one, which is actually what I do last, your face. Like where you place the wash of love of money and struggling along and
makes
whatever.
Sense because you're,
I just care that you're clean and don't smell like an onion.
Okay. I was just thinking clean your face first because that soap is going to all the other places. Next.
What are you trying to say here, Tom?
Well, I'm trying to say that the top list of the day wasn't what's the last thing you watch.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Yikes.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Our parting shot is from Jimmy Fallon. Is this 3 days in a row? Fallon is on a roll with the Tonight Show. The pros and cons bit that he does, it is all about the Batman.
Pro, hearing people say, whoa, it's Batman. Con, having to correct him by saying, actually, it's the Batman. Pro, responding to the bat signal. Con, realizing this could have been a Zoom. Pro, winning against the Riddler. Con, failing against the Wordler. Oh, I didn't know it was a villain, was it? Wow. Wordle? Pro, wearing the Batman mask. Con, spending 45 minutes trying to get your phone Face ID to recognize you. Pro, saying, I am vengeance, I am the knight. Con, hearing the Starbucks barista say, okay, either way, your caramel macchiato is ready. So, night, vengeance, whatever. Here you go. Pro, defeating the Joker. Con, having to face his henchmen, the Smoker and the Midnight Toker. And finally, Pro, seeing the bat signal shining across the sky. Con, getting a text message from Commissioner Gordon 5 seconds later that says, you up? There you have it, those are the pros and cons.
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.